Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. And we have a very, very special broadcast today with Creative Writing 511 Advanced Lyric Forms. Tariq, you're the professor in this class. Do you want to introduce what you guys have been doing all semester?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having us again. It's a little tradition that we have here. Advanced Lyric Forms, it's all these students are MFA students, master's students, writing songs. Some of them have written songs before, and some have never written any songs before at all. So we're going to do a little song share in the second half. And in this first part, we're going to have everyone play a song that they like. That's written by another artist, and talk a little bit about why they like it and what's inspiring about it.
Awesome. Amazing. We have a eclectic collection of music to play for you guys today. We're going to be starting off with Ida. What is the song you chose and why did you choose it?
My song is Good Cop, Bad Cop by Everything But The Girl. They are a band from the UK. And I chose it because it kind of is this cross-genre like mix of like there's like elements of like drum and bass and trip hop, but like with like very emotional lyrics, which like you don't get very often with drum and bass tracks. And so the lyrics are very like they're simple, but they're like powerful to me, and I guess you'll check them out in a second. But yeah,
amazing, awesome. This is Good Cop, Bad Cop by Everything But The Girl.
Feel this way.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Good Cop, Bad Cop by Everything But the Girl. This is a very special broadcast with creative writing, 5/11, advanced lyric forms. We have the students in the studio with us today. And what do you guys think about that song that we just played? Great taste, great taste. Yes.
I was noticing we were talking about repetition a lot in our class and the power of letting something really sink in for an audience to be able to sing along with it or just to like let the idea resonate. And you were also talking about some songs that you like, Ida, that you think are, you know, just really simple in terms of taking an idea and really staying with it. And that's what this track does. I don't want to feel this way just over and over again. Yeah. But yeah, for me, it started to deepen as the track progressed.
Awesome. Yeah.
It reminded me, the lyric, you played Good Cop, I played Bad Cop, of course, pulling on the title of the song. It does it in a different way than often songs do, where the title of the song is often found, you know, typically in, or often in the chorus. But it reminded me of in a movie, if they use the line of the title of the movie and you're like, ah, that's the name of the movie. I got it. It was sort of like how they used the good cop, bad cop image in this song too, where it was mentioned once, but it's thematically central, but it's not in the chorus of the song.
Awesome. Yeah. I will ask you guys a bit more about it during your individual interviews when you play the songs you've written, but it's really interesting to hear how you guys listen to music as people who are currently writing songs and really thinking about that process. So yeah, awesome insight. I think we're going to move on to the next one. This is Ari's song. Would you like to introduce what you picked?
Yeah, I picked a song called Astaga by Ruth Sahanaya. She's an Indonesian singer. I'm Indonesian. And it's like an 80s disco song that I grew up listening to with my parents. And funny enough, it's a song about how like every generation will hit a point where they're just like, oh my goodness, I have no idea what's going on. Things are changing too fast. But to a really, really sick kind of like disco tune. So yeah, that's the song.
Sounds perfect. Here it is.
Tak
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Astaga by Ruth Sahanaya. That was a really fun song. And one thing that I was thinking about while we were listening to it was how you were kind enough to give us a live translation while it was playing. But did you guys expect the lyrics and for the song to be what it was about based on the vibe of the song instrumentally at all?
No. No, the song is just like so upbeat and bright, like you were saying, that it's cool to like learn about the lyrics and see how much of a contrast there is. I also thought it was really interesting that like the 80s influence, like, or influence, I guess the similarities between like 80s music from the West and like 80s music from Indonesia apparently is like, it's, yeah, there's so much like overlap. So I'm like, yeah, it's just cool to see global themes.
Yeah, it's like very existential lyrics, but the song is so fun. And I feel like those are my favorite songs. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's cool to see that. I was wondering, I wanted to throw this to Ari because you were saying that this is something you listen to with your parents. Mm-hmm. Can you describe like what your parents do in this song? I'm imagining your dad like singing along with it or dancing, or what happens when you listen to this as a family?
As a family, we usually listen to this in the car, so all it's right. a lot of like singing it at the top of our lungs down the highway kind of thing.
And amazing. I think all together.
I know the words. My brother knows the words. And it's like
so cute.
This is a song they were listening to when they were growing up and then eventually going into their 20s. So me hearing it in my 20s and being like, oh, very similar themes, very similar vibes. Nobody really knows what they're doing, and that's okay. And we can kind of, jam to it. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Awesome. We will move on to the next song. David, I think you'll be introducing this one. What is it and why did you choose it?
This is Joining a Fan Club. It is off Jellyfish's 1993 album Spilt Milk. I chose it because it showcases the band's strong musicality and exceptional production. A friend introduced me to Jellyfish a few years after this song came out, and the band amazed me, and I share it today hoping it may inspire another listener.
Awesome. Here is Joining a Fan Club by Jellyfish.
Down
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Joining a Fan Club by Jellyfish, which was David's pick. Throughout the whole song, we were all going, ooh, ah, wow, it changed again. It's a very diverse sounding song. I don't know if that's the way I wanted to say that. But yeah, we were just discussing what the song is actually about. What is your theory,
well,
David?
One thing I interpret about this song is that it's in part a criticism about pretentious religion. And we're just coming off Holy Week this last week. And this spirit in Joining a Fan Club reminds me of Jesus's critical stance of false religion, where according to tradition, he, leading up to Good Friday and Easter, he enters the Jewish temple. He starts overturning tables of the money changers. He calls out the religious leaders and calls them vipers because of their hypocrisy. And I'm getting similar ideas from this song, where they have this critique of harmful religious zealotry. They have lines like, mom's writing checks to the minister in the corner singing, dig down deep, because if you want to go to heaven, all you have to do is pay to pray. And he turns me on when he wears that lampshade crown of thorns. So it's interesting, the package of, again, there's a deepness to the lyrics and the criticism that's happening here. But the musicality around it is so interesting and, in my opinion, accessible. Like, it is prog, but it's also pop music.
Mm-hmm. The song is like an onion. There's so many layers. I feel like if you listen to it three more times, you would get something new out of it each time. Because I was just focusing on all the key changes and the fun parts that I didn't even pay attention to the lyrics. So that is really interesting. Wow. Any more thoughts on what we just heard?
Yeah, I was just going to add, like, we were talking about all the key changes and all the time signature changes that were happening. I feel like there's something there, like, reflecting what the lyrics are saying, like the music and the lyrics having a conversation with each other, but the conversation's just very, very, varied, you know, there's a varied. But yeah, it's really, really fun. It's really, really exciting, I think, to hear stuff like that. Yeah, with a lot of variety. Yeah. Anybody else?
Awesome. Okay, we'll move on to the last song we're sharing for this portion of the show. Jess, what is it and why did you choose it?
Yeah, so this is Underlands by Andrew Bird from his album Inside Problems, which is, I think, a pandemic album, and it's reflected in the lyrics, and that there's a lot of stuff about isolation, and this one in particular is kind of about going inward, which I like. This one's in conversation with the tune I wrote that I'm going to perform in the later half of the show called Threshold. In this one, Andrew Bird has a lyric about there being a threshold between the here and hereafter. And he's got this awesome couplet where he's like, if you want to cross a river, you have to take a raft there, like rhyming hereafter with raft there, which I think is kind of hilarious. But yeah. You know, this is a really interdisciplinary program that we're in. So this is the MFA Creative Writing Program, and we're asked to write in multiple genres. And so this term, I've been doing TV writing and lyrics. Last term, I did poetry and writing for screen. And it's been interesting to see how thematic preoccupations kind of bleed between classes. I don't know if everybody else feels that that's happening, but I know that I'm being influenced by my peers, but also it kind of influencing myself in these different genres, which is cool. So I've been really preoccupied with the idea of thresholds and liminal spaces and the kind of in-between spaces. And also in terms of like this life and the next, a sort of metaphysical leap from this to something beyond. So yeah, that's been on my mind. And I think it comes across in this tune. I also wanted to talk, we went on this really cool field trip as a class to the Helen and Morris Belkin Art Gallery on campus. They've got a great exhibit on right now called Aporia, Notes to a Medium. And in that exhibit, there's an artwork called Solar Evocation by Azza El-Siddiq. And it's such a cool piece because it's dealing with the underworld and the hereafter, kind of, but through this through a conversation with the Egyptian Book of Two Ways, which is a series of ancient texts and maps related to the afterlife and charting a path through the underworld. So I highly recommend anybody who wants to go check it out. In this song, Andrew Bird takes us on a journey to the underlands. I really love the storytelling side of it. I think it's pretty cool. And I like the element of surprise in it as well. It's the other thing I wanted to talk about was just that, like, he starts with this image of the moon. I can't get over this moon. And you're looking up, you know? And then shortly afterwards, he has this line, wrapped in darkness, take my hand to the chambers of, through all the chambers of the underland. And so he kind of takes you from, like, way up high to way deep down low. And from then on, you're kind of going on this voyage. So I'm going to let you encounter the song on your own, but I think one of the great things about it is that element of surprise and kind of unexpected windows into new spaces. And, yeah, it's been really cool to explore these great lyricists like Andrew Bird, or I looked at Paul Simon's lyrics earlier this year because I'm, like, a long-term fan of Paul Simon, and I think what's great about lyricists that consider storytelling as part of their practice is that they're doing sort of filmic things and they're treating their audience in the same way. And so it's another way that I've seen overlap between the genres that I've been working on this year. But anyway, that's my little ramble. Please enjoy Underlands.
By Andrew Bird. Thank you.
Stars don't owe you anything. Don't give a damn about your nations. Feel the slightest obligation. I mean, listen. What if the world goes spinning off its axis? And what if the moon begins to wane before it waxes? Chambers of the underland, like this penny on the railroad track. If you go too far, you know you can't go back. Down here for many years. Just listen out for that subterranean river of tears. Well, not exactly hell, more like a nocturnal paradise. Not exactly heaven either, I'd say about half as nice. Well, at the end now, run aground in all the sine waves have gone underground. There's a threshold between the here and hereafter. To cross a river, you know you gotta take a raft there. Stars don't owe you anything. Don't give a damn about your nation. Feel the slightest obligation.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Underlands by Andrew Bird. Sounded like we had a lot of Andrew Bird fans in the studio and people talking about their appreciation for that song while we were listening to it. Anyone want to share what they enjoyed about it? Thoughts, opinions?
Well, I mean, it's hard to not enjoy the whistling, and I mean, that's one thing we were all just loving, commenting on how our own weaknesses when it comes to whistling and how Andrew Bird is like so especially awesome at it. Also, just, I mean, I was noticing like how the whistling is combined with other instruments, or how he used that, like, sounded like it was with some ooze at one point. Towards the end, it was with the violin. As you were saying, just the violin comes in. So it's like these layers over the whistling. So there's, you know, a lot of sonic experimentation to create mood and vibe. I mean, there's so much vibe in that song. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cinematic, right? Like, yeah. We were talking about how there's these sort of cinematic moments where time slows down. And yeah, that moment where the violin comes in, because it's been pizzicato the whole time, and then all of a sudden we've got the sweeping, lush orchestral section, which is just super beautiful. But I think it's interesting too how it's like cinematic musically, but also lyrically, because there's all these shifts of focus. So it's like, you know, a sort of wide angle, and then he zooms in on the penny on the railroad track that's pressed until it's no longer a penny. You know, it's just stretched out, which I love that moment, because it's such a crash zoom.
The song was also very dynamic, which I feel like, mm-hmm. like volume-wise, like literally dynamic, which I feel like that's is something true. That is sometimes lacking from a lot of like new, like, and like pop, like not pop as in radio pop, but just, you know, popular music. Dynamics have kind of been squished to like fit into streaming and work for like headphones and stuff, but range is really nice in music, and I feel like that made it very cinematic as well.
Yeah, there's like there's pace changing and like you say, moments of quiet and moments. So sometimes you can achieve so much by having less sonic things occupying the space, right? And then introducing all those things back again and playing with that. You know, and those are, you know, some of the things we do talk about in class. But I think you're right. That's a good demonstration of that on that tune. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it was really lovely to hear the music that you guys have been listening to and what maybe inspired you and helped you along in this writing process for this course. We're going to take a quick break, listen to some ads and PSAs, and then we'll be back with the songs from the students themselves, as well as them talking about the songs that they created.
MRG Live presents Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024, with special guest Hyenas. Hailing from the Canadian Rockies, Shred Kelly is a powerhouse band that seamlessly blends elements of alternative, folk, and rock, making them a mainstay in the Canadian music scene. With a reputation for dynamic live performances, you won't want to miss their Blurry Vision album release tour. Check out Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024.
Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people, and this is a very special broadcast with Creative Writing 511. In studio today, we have Ida, who's going to be playing one of the songs that they created this semester. Do you want to tell us the name and we can go into it?
Yeah, the name is Touched by Fire.
Awesome. Here it is.
Trauma on the string, got myself so I can sing about the things they crave. Mania, it's sexy riding till I end up in a fight with cops who come.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Touched by Fire by Ida. Woo! This is me doing my solo audience clap. That was amazing. Tell us what that song was about and how it was writing it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not a trained musician, as you could probably tell. I think I'm the only person in this class who isn't. Yeah, it was definitely an interesting process of, like, learning how to make the music myself and, like, singing quite terribly on this track. But the song was inspired by, we were given a prompt to choose one song that we liked lyrically and one song that we liked an element of the musicality. Mm-hmm. So I picked King's Crossing by Elliott Smith and for the lyrical component, and Nights by Frank Ocean for the musical component. And basically I took the lyrical idea of, like, the Elliott Smith song is about kind of how his misery was consumed by the world at large, and how it's like this double-edged thing of, like, his success comes from making art that's based on, like, really traumatizing personal experiences, but at the same time, like, he has to kind of gut himself to, like, give that art to the world. And then the musical component, I took the sort of beat switch that Frank Ocean uses in that song Nights, and sort of tried to, like, integrate something similar into the song. So the song, my lyrics are kind of just going off the Elliott Smith song. I'm writing about my own experiences with bipolar disorder, and how, you know, there's this, like, quite studied link between, like, bipolar disorder specifically and, like, creativity and artistic drive. And I think, you know, the art of people with bipolar specifically is, like, consumed and celebrated by the world in a way that is kind of dissonant with how people with bipolar are treated and stigmatized. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Wow, that's really interesting. I definitely hear the influence of Knights in your production. And I just want to say, like, especially you saying you haven't done a lot of production in the past, like, you really went for it. And I thought it was really cool, especially, like, the parts when the bass comes in and, like, all the changes that you incorporated and the, like, very clear sonic shifts throughout the song. I think you should be very proud of yourselves. And do not say that your singing and production was terrible, because I think it was really good.
Thank you.
I'm curious, since you aren't primarily a songwriter, it seems, what is your, like, main focus in creative writing, and how did you find engaging with songwriting to, like, affect your other creative pursuits that you usually are engaged with?
Yeah, I'm mainly a poet. I write poetry, and nonfiction are the two primary genres I've been working in, although I'm really looking to explore other genres, which is the main reason why I wanted to be in this program, and the main reason why I wanted to take this course in particular, because I'm a dancer, and my relationship with music has always been through dance, and I wanted to sort of combine my love for poetry and my love for sound and sort of, like, explore those two things together, explore more musicality in my writing, and learn about different sort of techniques and aspects of song. And then it's just been really cool to, like, you know, try my hand at learning musical skills and singing, and yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that checks out also that you are a dancer, because I feel like through dance you listen to music very, like, closely and intricately, especially when it comes to like beats and kind of the percussive aspect of music. And I feel like with the song that you chose to share earlier, Good Cop, Bad Cop, and the song you made, like their percussive side and, like, how you kind of approach that is very emphasized. So it's cool to see your process through that. Do you think you're going to keep producing and writing songs and doing that in your free time?
Yeah, I would like to. I have a few friends that have offered to, like, help me out, and I definitely, like, want to continue. I just started taking vocal lessons before, or, like, after I made this song. Mm-hmm. So I want to continue to train my voice. And yeah, I really, throughout this course, the music that I made, I was really trying to emulate, like, artists like Abra, who, like, just, you know, I think she made one of her first albums was just, like, fully produced in her bedroom, and, like, it sounds really good. And mixing that sort of, like, darker electronic music with, like sort of darker R&B, and yeah, so it's really fun to explore these things, and I would love to continue. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. We are going to play a quick ad and then move on to the next performance.
Moon River, the collaborative new project from members of the Juno-nominated Indie Folk Mainstays, The Wooden Sky and Linda Ortega, Kathleen Edwards, and Corb Lund's bands, could easily be described as a supergroup of sorts. Not just because of their collective talents, but because the music on their debut album, Volume 1, is simply super. Their knack for creating sonic worlds that are at once lightly trippy and wholly inviting means that as much as they draw on inspirations from decades past, they maintain a pleasing, distinctly out-of-time feel. Described as Buddy Holly meets krautrock, it's something that you need to hear to fully comprehend. And Vancouverites will have the chance on April 5th at Green Autobody at 1822 Pandora Street, alongside Brandon Wolf Scott and Jody Glenham. Advance tickets are on sale now via Eventbrite for $22.63. So get yours now and mark your calendar to see Moon River live on Friday, April 5th.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to CITR. And I am Tarek, the teacher of this course. If you've been listening, I have students here from my class performing and presenting songs and talking about songwriting. And I just thought I'd take a minute just to let listeners know what this is all about, if you're wondering what you've tuned into. So I'm part of the UBC School of Creative Writing, and one of the areas that you can take classes in is songwriting, and I teach some classes in songwriting. This is the advanced MFA class, code number 511, but there are, I thought I'd mention some other classes as well. There's intermediate lyric forms 311 class that all undergrads are welcome to take, and that's a you know, get you started in the songwriting realm. And students don't necessarily even have to have any idea how to write a song to enter that class. You can just have curiosity. Come with curiosity, that's important. But beyond that, and a love for music, I suppose. So, yeah, we have lyric writing classes at the School of Creative Writing. We have, you know, all other genres too, poetry, fiction, and so on. So lots going on there. And, yeah, very happy to have our Advanced Lyric Forms class here today sharing songs. And we're going to hear something from Ari right now. Ari's all set and ready to go at the mic. You named your guitar Ari, didn't you?
I did.
Tell us what the name is.
I named my guitar Kendall after Kendall Roy from Succession. My guitar is my number one boy. But yeah, hi, I'm Ari. And today I'll be playing you a song called Good Time Girl that I wrote in this class. The prompt for this assignment was kind of, you know, we had to do these presentations on artists that we really love or artists that we weren't familiar with, do like a deep dive on them and then pick like elements from their work to kind of emulate or pick up into our own songwriting. And the artist I chose was Childish Gambino, who's a huge influence on me. I also do stand-up, so he's a huge influence on me as a comedian, as a musician. He's really into making pop culture references and, you know, references to movies and things. So, yeah, I was just having a good time writing it. So, yeah, this is a Good Time Girl. Taking pictures in the mirror, walking around alone, trying things at Value Village we're never gonna own. I don't have a car, so I'll never leave the house. I'm banned from the bar, so my new haunt is the couch, I guess. I can't seem to think straight. Fog's coming on my ears. I'm made of decision paralysis. At least I know I can count on this. Shit is no good, but I can't afford no better. Tide me over, pretty please. I won't stay in what's already on the sheets. Show me a good time, girl. No, I'm alone in Vegas. Take me to the bank. Pacino's getting nervous. Throw me a bone, darling. I'm just a reservoir dog. Bullets will get me killed when you get tired of playing God. Breaking them bathroom mirrors, bad luck for 7 years. Breaking Bad gets clear every time I watch Cheers. Too young for Ted Danson, too old for Leo D. Capricorn season's got nothing on me, I'm a Virgo. Shoplifting from Sephora, I only take perfume. Hottest day of the year, smells like impending doom and beer. I'm tired of working, I'm tired of being so tired too. My eyes so heavy they weep. Can I get something to help me sleep? Show me a good time, girl. Know me alone in Vegas. Take me to the bank. Pacino's getting nervous. Throw me a bone, darling. I'm just a reservoir dog. Bullets will get me killed when you get bored of playing God. Thank you very much.
Woo! welcome. Anin si kokin.
Do tamse. Ichua iswea.
Ahla sahla.
Amak skai.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack tunal. Tah taitan.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Good Time Girl by Ari. That was amazing. Thank you for performing.
Thank you.
You talked a little bit about the assignment that kind of guided you through the process of writing this song, but could you tell us a bit about the lyrics and what the message is, what story you're telling with the song?
Yeah, for sure. I kind of wrote this coming from a place of, like, I don't know, the way I pictured it, I wanted it to be kind of cinematic and sort of imagine, like, you know, when in a montage in a film where, like, a character goes through a mall and it's an absolute rampage and you're just looting, stealing things. I wanted that kind of energy of absolute chaos. But also it's something really fun. Like, it's the lyrics are kind of depressing and I kind of wanted to balance that. Similar to, like, the song I picked earlier of, like, you know, I wanted the lyrics to be kind of a little more raw, a little sadder, but still kind of light. Having a good time, essentially. I had a great time writing it, so yeah.
I definitely could hear, like, a strong SZA influence with her, like, how,
what an honor,
like, beautiful and pretty her songs are, but then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, this is kind of nuts.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's going through something.
I started writing down the references you were making, and then I stopped because there were so many. So could you talk a bit about how pop culture like factors into your songwriting and why you are so interested in including what's going around, like, what is around you art-wise and, like, media-wise in your writing process?
Absolutely. Pop culture is, like, a huge part of, like, my life. A huge part of my personality used to be a thing that I joked about.
Same.
Yeah, no, so true. And I think it's, I don't know, I included all the stuff that I kind of really loved growing up, like Showgirls is a film that I love very much. I referenced that in the song. Al Pacino's in there with some of his films, a lot of which involve, like, crime and things like that. Breaking Bad, one of my favorite shows. And I think stuff like this, I'm predominantly a screenwriter on the program, I'm kind of super, super obsessed with movies and TV, and I could talk about them forever. And I think the kind of journey that all these sort of characters go on is very much like an inverted, I guess, like an inverted hero's journey, right? Like, say, Walter White on Breaking Bad, he's like this school teacher that's forced into a very, very desperate situation to kind of make a decision that, like, oh, actually I'm gonna go sell drugs to provide for my cancer treatment, which is a huge statement on the state of the world, I guess,
the US medical system.
But then he also gets lauded as this, like, anti-hero, like, he's like, yeah, no, he's the dude, you know. So I think that's kind of where I was also coming from with this song.
Wow, that's really cool. Do you ever listen to music from, like, different times and hear the references that they may make and wonder, like, what was going on and kind of do research and get into the time period to kind of understand their music better?
For sure. I think that's so fascinating because you kind of see, like, patterns, like, no matter the kind of time period of what people were interested in, what people were struggling with, what people are like... they're processing, I guess, in real time, I guess. I don't know. I feel like being 20 in the 70s has some parallels with being 20 in the 90s and then being 20-something in the 2010s. And I guess this generation now has, like, a different reference for what being young is with everything, like, changing so rapidly all the time. And I think the, you know, the generation before us would always say the same thing, like, yeah, things change so much for us too. And I think I like finding the kind of commonality between all of these different periods of time through these little references, I guess.
And I feel like maybe one concern that people may have with, like, including hyper specific references and, like, things like that in their songwriting is that, oh, maybe this won't sound timeless because it's so tied to what's going on right now, but the themes that surround those references are kind of eternal and probably won't ever go away, unfortunately, even the bad ones. that's a really cool way to approach songwriting, especially for people who may not, maybe they're, like, not comfortable talking about personal things or, like, don't really know how to translate the personal into songwriting. You don't have to always grab everything from, like, what happened to you. There's, like, so much
going on around you.
And you can like imply it, you know, show, don't tell, the whole kind of film thing.
Exactly. Awesome. Thank you so much for talking about your song with us. It was great. Looking forward to hearing what you do in the future.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw on a PSA and then we'll move on to our next performance.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone. Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Here from my class who are performing songs, and we have David and Jess all lined up. We got guitar, vocals, tambourine. This is going to be a pleasure to everyone's ears, I think. How are you guys feeling?
So.
You feeling good? Feeling warmed up? Feeling ready?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay, what are you going to play?
This tune's called Threshold. Quick draw, got that outlaw trigger finger, so let's not linger over who drew first or why. Come on, let's try again. Don't tell me that we're too old to change. Come here, love, closer. We're out of range, we're out of range. Could this be the year when we stop hurting each other? Could this be the year when we stop hurting each other? Don't mind us, we're just bleeding at the threshold. Don't look down, we're standing at the threshold. Hang on, darling, we're standing at the threshold. Got the night at our back and that old coyote pack. My father's 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 anger gnashing in the dark. But then you touch my arm, love, keep moving. We're too tired to fight. I'll be your pale moon in the trees. You'll be my faded starlight. Don't mind us, we're just bleeding at the threshold. Don't look down, we might have found our threshold. Hang on, darling, we're standing at the threshold. And don't look down, baby, we're standing at the threshold. Don't mind us, we're bleeding at the threshold. Every day now, we're standing at the threshold. Could this be the year when we stop hurting each other? Could this be the year when we stop hurting each other?
you. Thanks, David.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is a very special broadcast with the Creative Writing 511 course. Do you want to introduce who you are and what you just played in the studio?
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's great to be here. My name is Jessica Harvey, and that piece was called Threshold, which was written for this class. So it's really new, but it was really fun to have a chance to work on it and develop it. And also get a chance to perform it with my classmate, David Lodi, who is a super talented multi-instrumentalist. It was really like a cool opportunity to jam with somebody new. So that was really great. The tune came about, honestly, it just came from where I'm at this year and this program. It's been a really amazing opportunity to study, but it's also been really challenging. I have a little toddler at home. He's 2.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and
cute.
Yeah, he's super cute and the best. And I hope he's listening right now, maybe. He's 2, so I don't know what this means to him. But yeah, it's been incredible, but also really hard to co-parent a toddler while going through the program. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like my husband and I have just been like right at our threshold for a lot of the year. And I think it's kind of interesting to write from that place. I've heard a lot of love songs about the start and end of love, but not a lot about the kind of challenges that you face along the way in a long-term relationship. And so I was just writing honestly from that. I think the threshold is an interesting image. It's this, yeah, like I said earlier, like a liminal space, a space of possibility, not necessarily a hopeless space at all, but more like one where you're kind of just right up against the edge of what you know and have done, and it's sort of an adventure. And so I was looking to create a bit of a narrative with this tune as well.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I was curious. I mean, I can see obviously with the kind of exploration of nebulous space and like thresholds and underlands, and also even sonically the whistling that you incorporated in your song. Could you speak a bit more to how this song kind of paralleled and was inspired by the Andrew Bird song that we listened to earlier?
The whistle is something that came in at our very last rehearsal, so it wasn't actually in my original demo. Mm-hmm. When I recorded this and the way that we were hoping to perform it today, I was playing electric guitar and David was on drums. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and so mm-hmm. my hands have been really bugging me lately, so I haven't been able to play, but David's so talented. He was like, yeah, I'll play the guitar, no problem. So he picked that up. And I was looking to create something that was drawing from like the Western genre. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Calgary.
Oh, nice.
I have a background in film and TV. And so, like, it's kind of fun to pull from genre tropes that way. So with the demo that I made, it was really, like, a grungy guitar sound. And there was, like, you know, like, the percussive side of it gave a bit of a Western vibe. Some of the stuff I'm doing with my voice was Western. But for this version, it was kind of fun to bring the tambourine and the whistling in mm-hmm. and reference in that way. And definitely, like, there was an Andrew Bird influence. But I'm a sucker for a good whistle. So, and I don't have a good whistle. David also has a great one. So that was fun. But, yeah, I think I hope that we were able to execute something unique with this performance of it. And I'm kind of curious to see where the song goes next, because it's still really fresh. And like Tarek's been encouraging us to keep like evolving and developing our work and revisit things as well. So I don't know what form it's going to take in the future, but I was really happy with this particular iteration. I think one of the things that I wanted to speak about with this song was just like cycles of intergenerational stuff. So I have a lyric that's like my father's 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 anger. Mm-hmm. And I think that like
conflict is inevitable in life, and when we're pushed to our edge, it tends to happen. And I think, you know, in movies we see it at its most extreme form, but in our relationships and lives, it's sometimes more subtle. I think the question is how we break those intergenerational patterns. And like, as a parent, it's something that really preoccupies me. Like, I'm raising this little person, and I want them to not have that burden of the anger that comes out inevitably when we're pressed. And so I'm working really hard on that and thinking a lot about it. But I also think that relates a bit to, like, I'm hoping the song speaks to something more than just personal conflict, that we're in a time where there's like these really intense global conflicts. And I think there's something about healing yourself and your life and looking inward at those kind of reflexes towards like violence and anger that I hope can have a positive impact on a broader scale.
Absolutely. You keep on making references to like film and television. Are you a screenwriter? Is that the focus that you usually have in the creative writing department? Or
yes. Well, so I'll be writing my thesis in TV.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I have a background in film as an actor. So my dad's a producer. I grew up on film sets. I've been an actor since I was really young. I did my BFA in acting at UBC years ago. And now I'm focusing more on the writing side of things. So yeah, definitely film is a big part of who I am and what I'm doing in the future. Hopefully music too. I'm interested in the places where those things intersect.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel like music direction and like scores and all that in film are so powerful and so important. And it's nice to see like a cinematic sense being injected into music as well, and to create like a kind of cinematic sonic experience, if that makes sense. You mentioned earlier how you find themes that you're engaging with pop up all around you, whether it's at an art gallery or in your songwriting, or maybe you're writing in other not mediums, but
genres. Is other, what we call it. I didn't call it genres before this because I was like, well, Western is a genre, and so is horror. But no, like in the creative writing program, it's like poetry is a genre, lyrics are a genre. But
yeah genres, I guess. Yeah, are. This idea of like thresholds and kind of that limit that people may find themselves at, or kind of spaces that are uncomfortable, is that something, a topic that you keep on going back to in your writing and something that you keep exploring, or is that a new kind of thing that you're interested in?
Good question. It's definitely something that's preoccupying me this year. I think I've always been morbidly interested in death and the afterlife, and or not afterlife, whatever that is, in these sort of like metaphysical questions. But I don't know if that's come through in my earlier work as much as what I'm focusing on right now. I would say it's definitely a current preoccupation.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see where that interest goes and where your writing evolves, and especially songwriting. I feel like this course, I took the baby undergrad version of this course, and it really encourages you to do something that you haven't really done before if you aren't a big songwriter. And I hope that it sticks for everyone and they keep making stuff. And I'm excited to hear it when you make it.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to plug my Facebook page, which is Jessica Harvey Music. So
Jessica,
give me a
Harvey
like.
Music.
I have a bunch of demos online. Come check it out.
Awesome.
Cool.
I'm going to put on some PSAs and ads, and then we will be moving on to our last performance of the day. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
1, 2, 3, 4. The Bite Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bite Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15.
MRG Live presents Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024, with special guest Hyenas. Hailing from the Canadian Rockies, Shred Kelly is a powerhouse band that seamlessly blends elements of alternative, folk, and rock, making them a mainstay in the Canadian music scene. With a reputation for dynamic live performances, you won't want to miss their Blurry Vision album release tour. Check out Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com. I love the city, but I'm not out here.
studio here at CITR for my songwriting class. I'm Tarek. I teach songwriting at the School of Creative Writing at UBC here. And this is my advanced writing class. It's been a great bunch of songs this afternoon. Everyone's been doing a fantastic job. We have our last student going to perform and play. David, you're here. You've got an awesome setup. I mean, we should, you know, we got drums here to try and paint a picture for our listeners. Drums, keyboards, and you brought your son, Kai.
That's right.
So, Kai, how are you feeling, Kai?
Good.
Yeah, you set for this? Do you play with your dad a lot? Like, do you do lots of shows, or is this a new thing?
New thing.
This is our intergalactic debut for Kairos. Yeah.
I love it. Okay, it was very exciting. I'll throw to you, David. Tell us what song you're going to play and jump into it.
One of my goals in lyric writing this term was to write more using keyboard and clarinet. And today I'm presenting a song I wrote for our first assignment in January. It includes both instruments, keyboard and clarinet. This tune is about considering a new approach to life and exploring how well it will work out. Joining me on the clarinet is my son, Cairo Shepherd Lodi, and the song is All I Have to Do Is.
I had an epiphany. It's revolutionary. I cannot believe this never occurred to me. Say so long, anxiety. Pleased to meet you in a peace. Yes, I'll speak at your meeting for a modest fee. All I have to do is All I have to do is All I have to do is This idea's simplicity is also its brilliancy. Here's my fresh destiny, a Pan Sans brand identity. All I have to do is All I have to do is All I have to do Please, everyone and everything. People say pleasing everyone is senseless and can't be done. But most things people think and say are cliche or super dumb. I'll start by controlling my tongue. From political discussion. My errors down to none. I can load my t-shirt gun. This'll be a ton of fun. All I have to do is please everyone and everything. I can tell this will go super well. I can tell this will go super well. I can go this will go super well, super well, super well, super well. I can go this go super well, super well. I can go this will go super well, super well, super well. I can go this will go super well, 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 super well.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is a very special broadcast with the Creative Writing 511 course. We have David in the studio today talking about his song. Could you tell us a bit about your songwriting process and the lyrics? I thought the song was super fun and interesting, and I'd love to hear how you went about writing it.
Yes, thank you. The deadline for this song was January 31st. And I had a different song in mind going up into this one, and I was sitting at a week before the deadline, and this song idea came to mind, and then I'm stuck in this place of, okay, well, I'm really excited about developing this song, all I have to do is, but it's just an idea right now, whereas the other song was quite along its way, and I felt like, yeah, I can definitely get this turned in within a week, but I spent a day and thought about it and said, okay, I'm more excited about All I Have to Do Is. I think I have a vision for where I want it to go. The concept is this person who's so self-confident and, oh, all I have to do is please everyone all the time and life will go super well. But yeah, so then it was just a process of getting behind the keys and the drums and figuring out some parts to the song. Eventually a bridge idea came to mind that said, oh yeah, I could incorporate the clarinet and do this more jazzy turn in the song. And when I did that, I liked what was developing. Then the idea came up, oh well, I could return to the chorus. That wasn't my original thought, deviating into the bridge, but then I said, okay, yeah, the chorus can seam it all back together and we'll go back to the chorus, and that worked out. So the deadline was helpful because I knew, okay, we have to have something done on time for January 31st, and I managed to do that. But it was just a process of deciding which song to do, which one to develop, getting behind the instruments and developing some ideas there behind the instruments, and then putting lyrics to it and getting it turned in.
Awesome. This question is a bit more abstract, but I really wanted to ask it since you had your son Kai play along with you. What is it like to kind of play music and explore music with someone who is so new to the planet and is like kind of discovering these things for the first time, and like playing music as a kid? Like, what was that like to prep this together? And
yeah, thank you for asking about that. I'm sorry I cut you off there.
Oh, no, good. Just no worries. Yeah, go ahead.
So, yeah, it's a real joy to mm-hmm. be able to share this with Kairos. This is our first time playing together, so aww. That was really neat. And we spent a lot of time prepping his part, and I said, I gave Kairos an invitation. Hey, would you be interested in doing a clarinet song? There's no pressure on this. We can prepare it together. We can practice it. And if you decide that you're not interested in doing it, then we don't have to. But would you be interested? So he said, yeah, we could try that. So we started to prepare it, and I wrote out some music for him, and we practiced it. And I said, yeah, I think we can pull this off. This could work out really nicely. And then I don't have to do something silly like trying to play the drums and the clarinet at the same time. But it's been a real joy. And I think in respect to your question about working with someone who is related to me, and we have the father-son relationship, and is also young and new to the world and experiencing mm-hmm. things for the first time. All in this, I am trying to keep this fun for him. And Kairos, has it been fun preparing for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! See, I just broke the rule of interviewing where I gave you a yes/no question rather than an open-ended question.
That's all good.
But so it was great preparing with him and keeping it fun in the process.
Okay, that's wonderful. Unfortunately, we have ran out of time for the day, but it was wonderful to hear your song. Lovely to hear a clarinet playing. I was a band kid myself, so love the clarinet. This has been Advanced Lyric Forms with Tarek's class, Creative Writing 511. If you are into creative writing, even if you're not in the department, there are great electives you can take, so please check them out on the website. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for listening.